Huge branch was down in our yard. Tornado sirens went off just minutes before, and my mail carrier is still out there getting it done. Thank you, U.S. Postal Service. Someone taking a picture of their letter carrier just doing the business, just like there's no tornado about to approach. I hope they're okay. Lots of damage. I haven't heard of many injuries or anything like that, which is always the good news. I've heard of a lot of trees down and a lot of cars damaged and things that the trees fell on. Things that were in their way. Sue, go ahead. You're on WGN. You got a story, I hear.
Yeah, I have a great parking ticket story.
Uh-oh.
Years ago, I lived in Lincoln Park, and a giant tree fell from one side of the street to the other that, you know, it sounded like a bomb was going off. Well, not too much was damaged, luckily, but up the street.
Oh, no. We lost her before the end of her story. Ah, Sue, please call in. You can't leave us hanging like that. We got to hear the end of that story. Although I think I know where she's going, but I just want to make sure that we get the whole story in from Sue. Sue, you back?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay. We lost her.
I don't know how much you heard. I was talking about living on a street in Lincoln Park, and this enormous tree fell from one side of the street to the other. And it also pulled down the light poles along the street. And one car, it was like one of those Kia Souls, kind of a square type.
Small car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A light pole fell on it. Smashed the front. You could not have gotten in it if you want. Plus the window was broken. There was a ticket on it because it's, you have to have the neighborhood vehicle sticker, and you have to be out of there by 9 o'clock. Literally, they had a parking ticket.
Oh, my gosh. That just...
I know.
How long ago is this, Sue? This was not 2020, right? This is a while ago.
No. This was probably about 10 years ago. But...
so that has stayed the same. Out of all the things in the world, that thing has stayed the same, that we still get ticketed for some nonsense.
Exactly. You can go to court with pictures and, that you're not at the yellow line,
I had video once.
Right.
True story. There was a construction area. They were building a big building. So we parked in an area that used to have signage that said no parking. That signage was removed. So we didn't know. We parked there. And I took video. I brought it to court. And I got up. Sorry. See you later. Pay your ticket.
I know. I had it was no parking on Tuesday. I got the ticket on Wednesday and went to court and said, hey, and they said, sorry. But this is the best. These people, bad enough they come out, their cars completely flattened.
Yeah.
And they have a parking ticket on it.
Thank you, Sue. Made me laugh today.
Oh, sure.
Totally needed that. Let's talk with Alderman Maria Haddon. There's a lot going on in her ward, and it's no laughing matter, I'd imagine, because I'm hearing, Alderman, that you heard from quite a few of your residents last night and people who live over there. On the north side, they're cleaning up, and there's a lot to clean up.
There is a lot to clean up, absolutely. We were right in the line of the derecho, had a tornado in the neighborhood, and the physical damage was pretty devastating.
Are you hearing, is it mostly cars and trees down and stuff like that, and I imagine power outages as well? What are people telling you?
Yeah. The large power outages, ComEd's been working around the clock. We had over 5,000 people without power, like last night. I think we're at 2,600 people without power. Large trees down, so in a pretty localized area, so really along Jarvis, even as far west as like the 2,300 block of Jarvis, straight east to the lake, Fargo as well. Large, decades-old trees just ripped from the ground, uprooted, tops of trees sheared off, trees on cars, trees in houses, rooftops torn off. So a lot of very direct, almost surgical-like damage. Thankfully, no major injuries of people. And that's something we're really grateful for.
Yeah, that is the good news. You know, you're sort of bracing when that kind of thing happened, and you just thought, ooh, what's going to happen? And it looks like now that the dust has cleared that people just need to repair their property. And then that's always a good thing. My mom was watching a 100-year-old oak tree in her backyard, and she was hoping that it didn't come down for two reasons. One, she loves that tree. Secondly, it would potentially fall right on her house, and it's big enough to do serious damage. And we're seeing a little bit of that. Aren't you seeing some falling on structures in your ward? Is that happening?
Absolutely. So, you know, a lot of what we're working on from the city side right now are, you know, trees in the public way. But there's certainly a fair amount of large trees in people's private properties, front yards, backyards, in houses, on roofs. And, you know, that cleanup is significant as well. Some of those trees, of course, damaging power lines, complicating the work that ComEd is doing to get the power back on. But some of the great things, you know, as you mentioned, with residents really just getting down and getting to work. We had, my block, my hood, my city, did a call. We had residents, especially on the 1400 and 1500 block of Jarvis, who were out since last night cleaning up. They were out there with hatchets and handsaws and actually cleared a street while Streets and Sand, who's been just a godsend, they've been working tirelessly to get some of these, just I'm sure you've seen some of the images, just massive trees cleared so that roadways could be cleared for emergency vehicles. And then the water department out, we had a couple instances where large trees uprooted damaged water mains as well. And then, you know, also big thanks to police and fire last night, because some of those live wires posed were causing fires as well. So just everything you can imagine, everyone in and helped out, and couldn't be more grateful.
Alderman, I just have a few minutes here, but I did want to ask you about the events yesterday across the city and overnight with the looting and things like that. I know that some of that reached north. I don't know if it made it to your ward or not. Just your thoughts about what has transpired, and just weigh in on that whole thing about how you're feeling about that.
Sure. You know, it did not reach this far north. I like to joke with folks that people forget Rogers Park when they come north. We're pretty far north. It's devastating to see. I feel for the residents and the communities whose businesses were hit. And also, I know this unrest, whether it's coming in the form of protests or you know, some of the looting that we've seen, this unrest has a lot deeper roots, and it's a complicated issue. We really need to invest in communities. Seeing so many young people involved, we've got to find different ways to reach them and to rebuild trust with government. You know, this is, I see a lot of the behavior as a lack of trust, a lack of belief in government and structures and authority. And we certainly got a challenge set out ahead of us, but I think we're equal to the task.
Some of your fellow aldermen signed this open letter. I don't know if you saw it. I just saw it cross this afternoon right before I came on air to the mayor, Mayor Lightfoot, saying that she and Superintendent Brown are putting profits before people. Several aldermen have signed on to this. She's C. Joe Lopez, La Spada, Sanchez, a couple of others. And you have some state reps on this. Have you seen the letter, and do you think that they're right about that, that the mayor's putting profits in the downtown district above the people?
I've seen the letter, and I didn't sign on to it. I understand where they're coming from, and I'll say points of agreement that I have, which has always been true, and one of the reasons I ran for office. We do need to invest in our residents, and some of the issues that we see, especially the economic ones and things that connect to crime, are a direct result of decades of investment in black and brown communities and poor communities in the city. I absolutely wholeheartedly agree with that. But I think what we're seeing now, it's complicated. I don't quite think it's fair to completely blame the mayor or the superintendent for recent incidents. But I'll say, I also say that as someone who's only just over a year in office myself, and what we're going through, it's complicated, and we're going to need all of us. We're going to need wisdom. We're going to need grace and some openness to working together in order to see our way through it.
Well, I mean, I know you're new in office, but you're considered a very thoughtful voice, from what I understand. And you'll be part of the solution. And we'd love to hear from you anytime here on WGN. So please keep us posted on stuff, okay?
Well, thank you so much, and be safe today.
You too. That's Maria Hatton over there in the 49th Ward North Side, dealing with the cleanup after the tornadoes.